Okay, so we're up to number 23, which is Lev Tov. The Lev Tov. So Lev Tov is something which sounds really good, a good heart. Often it's hard to understand what that means exactly. Happens to be very nogeya to this current Kufa Rinz for Omer, because that's Lev Tov's Gematria 49, and it's spoken about how Tzvirsa Omer is supposed to bring you to a Lev Tov. That's the Indian of Derech Eretz Kabbalah Torah, that you're supposed to be able to achieve Midos Tovos before Matan Torah and Shavuos. So Lev Tov Gematria 49 is a goal of Tzvirsa Omer. So it's definitely something to have in mind during this time of the year. So what exactly is Lev Tov, and how is it a Kinyan of Chachma? Again, it's a very nice Midah to have a Lev Tov, but in what way is it one of the Kinyan of Torah? So let's begin, as we usually do, with Tzvirsa Yisrael. And he says, what's the pshat in Lev Tov? She'etivo rach, you should have a soft nature, mole chen v'chesed, full of chen and chesed, lehitiv b'simcha lebrios, to do good to others. So he learns that Lev Tov is this, you know, this teva in a person, which person develops, they will do good to others. So again, it's a beautiful thing to do good to others. But why does that become an Indian of Lev Tov? So I want to read something to you from one of my favorite Purushim and Avos. I've mentioned before, is this one right over here. Anyone ever seen this before? This lays around everybody's house, I always say this. Everyone has one in their house on a shelf somewhere, but no one ever uses it. It's Gevaldik. It's written by Irving Bunim, Zechar Tzadik Levracha. He was one of the founders of Torah in America. Rabbi Aaron Kotler's right-hand man. He used to give a shir for Baal Batim and Avos. This is probably back in the 1950s or 40s or something. And he wrote up his Pirushim and Avos in this set. It's a three-volume set, Ethics from Sinai. Those who know in Yeshiva the Winters, they're all great-grandchildren of Irving Bunim. They're Bunims. But he was Rabbi Aaron Cutler's right-hand man. He was the one of the people who helped found Lakewood, and also the Young Israel movement was founded by Irving Bunim. So he was involved in all areas of American Yiddishkeit back in its early days. But he says, what's the pshat in a good heart? So he says that the Indian of a good heart is a generous attitude of kindness and benevolence to all in your life, as we said in Tzvirsa Yisrael. So he says like this, the serious student of Torah needs this quality. Why? What's the pshat in this quality? He says, otherwise, if he finds a fellow student giving a better explanation in a lesson than he, or outshining him, he can turn destructive and overly critical, try and tear his peer down. So Lev Tov, in a certain sense, is like we call Ayin Tova. It's to see others doing well and feel happy for them. It doesn't get us upset when someone else gets better pshat than I. It doesn't get me upset when someone is learning better than I'm learning. Also, it's a good heart towards people in general, because he cannot expect or insist on any tangible reward from them for his study. It's also nekuda that when we learn Torah, we're not expecting anything in return from others. You learn Torah because it's the right thing to do. You're trying to understand Kosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon and Chachma. But learning Torah be'etzim is an act of Lev Tov, because you're doing it because it's right, because you want to do something good, but not because you're expecting anything in return. So Lev Tov is a kinyan of Torah, he's saying, for two reasons. Number one is because you have to be able to be in Beis Medrash and learn with others and feel happy for their successes, and not get upset every time someone says a better pshat than you, get angry about it. You have to have a positive outlook on other people. And number two, you have to know that there's an element of kinna involved, but you want there can't be a negative kinna. I mean, there's kinna sevintar b'chachma. There's a type of kinna which is a positive kinna. Which means that I'm using, it's not that I don't want you to have it, it's that I want it. If you think about kinna, that comes from two ends. There's the idea of kinna that you shouldn't have it, there's the kinna that I want it. So I want it is, could be used for the good. That's kinna sofrim. That you shouldn't have it, that's ayin ra. That's never good, because what you have is not an al mechaser for me. What you have doesn't take anything away from me. So I can't look at what others have and have kinna of the fact that I wish you didn't have it. But certainly the kinna that I wanted is positive when it comes to kinna sofrim. So Lev Tov means that I'm happy for you to have it. I don't have any negative kinna. I don't have the kinna which says you shouldn't have it. If I can't have it, you can have it either. That's terrible. But obviously there's an Indian we'll talk about more, Mitzvah Hashem, that there is an Indian of kinna sofrim, that if it's something that you should have yourself, you should work towards it. If I want good for others, I'm happy they succeed. So that means we can all gain together. Meaning, if one guy makes a matzliach, so let's say I'm having a tough time in learning, But my chavrusa is doing really well. My roommate's doing really well. Or the guy who sits down the road from me is doing really well. That's good for me. Because when there's positive hatzlacha around me, you know, they say success breeds success. You know, when others around me are being matzliach, so then also it gets me to be matzliach as well. It's encouraging, it's positive atmosphere, there's some kind of stuff which is good. It's a good thing, that's a lev tov. But if I see someone else being matzliach, it gets me upset. So I'm not drawing anything good from that hatzlacha from the other. If I get upset, that means it's staring me, it's pulling me back. If I see you doing well and I'm not, I should be excited for you, I'm happy for you. And mimeila, I'm going to be mushba from that. It's a very important nakuda. We struggle with it, especially in yeshiva, you struggle with it, because you know everyone has their ups and downs. And when other guys are doing better than you, the reaction could be good for him. And mirtzah Hashem, that positive ruach must be upon me. Or it could be, you know, I'm so annoyed that this guy's doing better than me, blah, blah, blah. And that schlepped everybody backwards. So I think that's a very important nakuda. And the second nakuda that Rav Yonam is saying over here is that when you learn Torah, you're not learning because you expect anything in return. It's element of lishma. That's a lev tov. I'm doing it just because it's the right thing. There's no schar that I'm expecting out of it in this world. I'm not learning to be recognized by others. That's a low lishma, which we try to avoid. It takes a lev tov to be able to teach and to give and to learn without expecting any returns. It means I want to just do good. Like the first source says, I want to do good for others. So I have to be able to learn, teach, be involved in Torah, not expecting any returns from the outside. The returns are internal. The returns are my own personal growth, my devekas and akush baruch hu, my shtagi, my havana, my understanding of Ratzon Hashem. There's internal returns, but I can't expect any outside rewards for what I'm doing. Lev tov also is another nakuda, which we've spoken about before. Torah is stored in the lev. So I always say, Torah is not getting stored in your seichel. It's not in the moach, it's in the lev. The moach is how you learn. The moach is how you grow in learning, but ultimately Torah is going to become part of you because it gets into your lev. Kasve maluach libecha. That's the pasuk in Mishlei. Has to be written on the luach of your hearts. First letter of Chumash is a bez. Last letter is lamed. Makes the word lev because lev contains Torah. Torah is contained in the lev. So lev tov is a makom where Torah can be. It's a makom which is suitable for Torah. A lev ra can't contain Torah. If you have somebody who you don't look positively on the world, you're bitter and angry at other people. You're bitter and angry at other people around you and the situations you're in. So that's challenging. That's a challenging situation because the Torah can't be nitfast in a lev which is bitter. When you have a lev tov, Torah is nitfast in that. It goes back into Sfiras Omer. We're building up to Shavuos. Shavuos and Matan Torah. So what are you trying to build up at Matan Torah? Gematria 49, Lev Tov. You're trying to build up a good heart because that's the container for Torah. If you come to Har Sinai and you have no container, where are you going to put it? What are you going to do with the Torah? There's nowhere to go. But you can have it in your lev. And we spoke about a few days ago, the Tana, Rehuda Bar Eloi, I think it was, that went to the hot springs. It was Nimshach Basrayu. And he got too involved in the Chumrius. And what happened, he was supposed to read the Pasuk of Chodesh Zelachem, and he read, Acheres Haya Libam, that their hearts were stone. And the Pshat was, he became so nimshach and olam hazeh, it impacted his kibbutz for Torah, it impacted his heart. It couldn't take in Torah, his heart was stone, it bounced right off, because it couldn't go in there. It was sealed, because there was Alz Taiva. But the Lev Tov is the ability that Torah can be nitfas in a person and find that makum to stay. Now the Lev is referred to by Chazal, and also in English. In English, we talk about somebody who's kind-hearted, a good heart. It's the mashal we use for the shorash of almidos. If your lev is masukin, if your lev is tov, so then goodness flows out of you, and your heart can be makabel. It's you know, it says in Avos, the five tzimim b'yochan mitzakai, earlier in Avos, so it's in the lev tov was the one, he says, b'chlal devar devreichem. If you have a lev tov, then you have everything, because your heart is good. Now, the opposite of lev tov, they were describing it, one opposite at least would be the Indian of kinnah, ayin ra, looking at others and not wanting them to succeed. You can't have that. I don't want to do good for you. You should fail. You should do bad. Or that attitude. It says in Mishlei, it says rekiv atzmos kinnah. Kinnah is the rot of the bones. Kinnah rots the bones. And the Indian of rekiv atzmos kinnah, it's literally, you know, kinna rots yourself. Because as you start focusing on what others should or shouldn't have, you're ignoring your own personal milas. it's not your job to decide what should Pliny have. It's your job to decide what should I do to accomplish. If you're focusing on Pliny shouldn't have, you're focusing on what he does have that you don't have, you're eating away at yourself. You're being mechaser your own atzmos. You're eating away your own bones. Literally, you're taking away your own personal milus. You're not recognizing what you have to do, what you have to offer, what your accomplishments could be. And you're focusing on the fact that some other guy has more than you. If you could see your own qualities and build on them, then not worry about what others are doing, not worry about he's better than me, he's better off than me, and eating away yourself, you could do so much more. Lev Tov means I can focus on myself. I'm happy for others. Go ahead. No, do great. Be matzliach. And then I can matzliach too. But Kol Zman, I'm sitting there worrying about why you have more than me, or you're doing better than me, why you're shtagging more than me, why you're smarter than me, why you're stronger than me, why this and that, the other thing, then you're just denying your own personal potential. You're eating away at yourself because you're worried about others. The opposite of kin is to see the positive in others and see the positive in yourself. It goes both ways. You're not looking at your chesronos, you're looking at your shleimus. You're looking at what you have that's a milah. What are your milahs? Kina is when you see your own chesronos and see the other's milus, and you want to take it away from him and give it to yourself. Lev Tov is that I can see your milus and be happy for you, and therefore I can focus on my milus and I can grow in my own way. That's a Lev Tov. The other nekuda very nogia to this tkuf of the year, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim is the reason why we've met Hagei Velus during the Sfirsa Omer. And we know Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim that they all died in a magefa. The Gemara says between Pesach and Atzeres, so during this time of the year. And Chazal, the Gemara doesn't talk much about it, but Chazal speak about what was the problem amongst his Talmidim. And Rabbi Kiva in a Medrash, we see him speaking to his new Talmidim. And he tells his new Talmidim, he went to the south and got five new Talmidim. Rabbi Kiva, he got Rabbi Yehuda, and he got Rabbi Shimon, he got Rabbi Rav Meir, he got five new Talmidim. And when he went to find his five new Talmidim, he told them, don't have tsar ayin zelaza, like the old ones had. I mean, the Talmidim that all died, there was an inyan of tsaras ayin. And the Talmidim, which were his new Talmidim, he warned them, don't become tsari ayin. So what's tsaras ayin? I think it's a very similar kuda. It's the opposite of being a tov lev or a tov ayin. A tsaras ayin is where you look at everybody else and you want the better of them. No, you don't want them to succeed. It's a sort of stinginess that you can't have that hatzlacha because I want it. Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, in their own madriga, in their own way, the 24,000 people that died, they had a meaning of tsaras ayin. They weren't mechabed each other properly, Chazal say, and they had tsaras ayin. So when they're learning together, I think Sifzi Chaim talks about this a little bit, if I remember correctly, when they're learning together, and the other one said a good pshat, so I didn't give him the credit for what he said. I became jealous of it, and then I got angry that he said a good shot. And it could have been all deep down in a very, very subtle way. But that was the chesaron in his Talmidim. So he told his new Talmidim, don't do what the old ones did. Don't be tsari ayin. And it's very nogia this time of year, because again, we're supposed to be building up a lev tov for Shavuos. We're supposed to come to Shavuos with a lev tov, with the heart, with the good heart, the Gatra 49, in order to store Torah in your heart, that's where Torah belongs. And physically, a heart pumps through the body. All the blood in the body is pumped through the heart. And when your heart is good, so then in Ruchnias, you're pumping the good through your body. Then you become good through and through. When your heart is bad, they're pumping the bad through and through. Are you someone who looks towards others in a positive way or a negative way? Are you a giver or are you a taker? Are you selfish or do you want good for all? That's the question. So that's the Indian of Lev Tov when it comes to Kinyanei Chachma. Okay, so what can we do in order to work on a Lev Tov? This is actually a hard one. It's a much broader concept, I think. Or maybe some specific things to help us work on Lev Tov. Yeah, Levy.
You can try to build self-esteem and think about your own qualities so that when you see someone else having something you don't, you're not worried that you're any less because you don't have it because you know what you do have.
Okay, good. So if you want to, let's say, move away from the ayin ra, the tsaras ayin, however you want to put it, focus on your own milas, and not don't worry what others have. Be content with your own milas. Very good. Yep, I hear that. Good. Any other thoughts out there? Yeah, I'm there.
Focusing your attention on the redemption, because we really need all of Klal Yisrael to succeed in order to get there. So if you see someone else succeeding in the Torah learning, then you should be ecstatic. You shouldn't even like have a second thought if your focus is like on the greater good of everyone.
Oh, very good. So if you're looking at the greater good for the world, for Klal Yisrael, we have to understand that you need every single yid to succeed to get to that goal. And the more we all succeed together, the closer we get to the final tikkun. A very, very nice idea. So realize your hatzlacha is my hatzlacha. Your success is my success. What you accomplish is my accomplishment. It's la'alacha. We have a din of arvus. Right? I can make a bracha and be motzi in a bracha. Why can I do that? So it's called arvus. And it's brought la'alacha. This is the hesber. That kol zman, there's a yid out there that's not yotze the mitzvah. I'm not yotze yet. So usually we say yotze eino motzi. Once you're yotze, you can't motzi others. But if somebody is out there who didn't do the mitzvah, then I'm not yotze. I didn't do the mitzvah yet. I'm not yotze my chiv because there's another yid who needs this done, and maybe I could do it for him. So that's a halacha that I need you. I'm not fulfilled until you do your mitzvah also. It's a hashkafa on, I guess that enters into the world of chesed and kiruv and bigger ideas like that as well. But yeah, that's a very important nekuda. Very good. Okay, fine. Very good. Very nice. Shkoyach.